www.ShopRite.com today.
Got an opinion, you want to share it with us, you don't care what your stripes are, left, right, or somewhere in between, perhaps just confused, that's okay too. You give out the digits right from the get-go. That way, when you're running around looking for a pen because you can't remember the numbers, you know, it will have been reinforced a couple of times. It's an easy one, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to dive into the Quran burning plan that's drawing worldwide criticism and praise. In some quarters, it just depends on how you look at it, I guess. Although, not too many public officials are backing the Quran burning. Sarah Palin is, but she's one of the few. A crazy thing in between all of this that I think some can relate to. Have you noticed that more people seem to be smoking? Maybe I'm just paying attention to it. I guess one in five adults still smokes. I don't smoke. I know some people who smoke, but the price of the cigarettes, how people can afford to smoke, I don't know how many of you out there are smokers, but $6, just under $6 a pack, wow. And that's one pack. So most people that are into it, right, more than one pack a day, that's going to add up pretty fast. I guess if you don't hit the vending machines ever, it could replace it, but still. Anyway, I'll give you the skinny on that as we mix it up and kick it around. 9/11, the anniversary of it 9 years ago, is when those buildings flew into the World Trade Centers, bringing the towers down, and, of course, the Pentagon, the plane that flew into the Pentagon, and the plane that ultimately went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's what many of us will be thinking about at some point. Can you believe it's been 9 years? Still, no Osama bin Laden, and the heavy investment in Iraq first, and now Afghanistan, who knows afterwards, Pakistan, and beyond, because it looks like there's no end in sight. So while the focus is on these other things, like what's going on at Ground Zero, a couple blocks away with the Islamic Center, or the Quran burning plans from the church in Gainesville, Florida, somehow what's being lost is the victims in this whole thing. The amount of pregnant women who gave birth to children who never knew their fathers, it was a staggering number. Now those kids are 9 years old. 9 years old. And where have we come as a nation as far as security, as far as terrorism, as far as finding out more specifics about 9/11, Osama bin Laden and Guantanamo? And you can throw that all into the blender. And I think that's where you assess everything that's taken place since then. I mean, for goodness sake, look what's going on in the airports. Every time something happens, every time there's a flub, there's a new rule. Oops, we had Richard Reed in the beginning. We all got to take our shoes off. Liquid possible bombs at Heathrow in London. No more liquid, only a certain amount. And we're just reacting. We're still too much on the defense rather than on the offense of this whole thing. All right, PJ Crowley from the State Department opens it up first on now what many world leaders are saying about the idea that there's going to be this plan to burn not just one, but who knows how many Qurans as a show of solidarity to not being afraid to stand up in the face of terrorism. At least that's what the pastor's saying. And also to remember the people of 9/11. Here's Crowley's take from the State Department on the burning of the Quran.
We hope that the world will appreciate that this is the action of a very small fringe group and does not represent the views of the United States or Americans as a whole.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, about that. Will they view it as the fringe group? The bottom line is, you have to remember, when you're seeing the protests, or I'm talking about on America Tonight in Afghanistan, I can't say it enough. What's the biggest difference between Afghanistan and Iraq and other, let's say, Middle Eastern countries is the illiterate amount of people that are floating around Afghanistan. The percentages are off the charts, 90% plus. So it's like the telephone game. It gets passed on from mosque to mosque, from village to village, and in Kabul, which is a big meeting place, that's where it exploded into the biggest protests so far at this point. In fact, they even burned in effigy a dummy of the pastor of that church, Jones, to show that, you know, this is what will happen to you kind of deal. And here it is, a couple of days away from remembering what happened in New York. And where's the focus? Where's the focus? Something we talked about a lot on this show is the way women are treated in Iran, for example. The whole idea of the woman getting stoned and the world watching to try to make this not happen, and the practice of stoning and how barbaric, come on, it is, and how more than infuriating, I can't even come up with an adjective for this one, it is to most of the world to watch this in horror and say, you got to be kidding me. Just so you know, when they stone somebody, they're buried up to their waist, a little bit beyond their waist, sometimes just their head. I mean, all the way where just their head usually is exposed. And then they just start pounding the rocks. And just they don't want to just throw a giant boulder. It's not a one-shot deal. It's let's just, you know, watch this person suffer. So here's Crowley on the stoning of the woman in Iran.
Stoning is a barbaric and abhorrent act. We have joined with many, many voices around the world in condemning this prospective action by Iran.
Yes, there you go. I don't think anytime soon Iran is going to take note and say, you know what? The United States and Germany and France and Italy and some of the other world leaders think this is a barbaric thing to do, so we're going to stop doing it. I don't think so. In fact, the folks in Iran are pretty much scoffing at the concern over the stoning case. They're not paying one bit of attention to what's being said in Tehran. The foreign ministry said that Ashanti, who is facing charges of murder and infidelity, you know, hey, this case shouldn't be linked to human rights because she is sentenced to be stoned to death on an adultery conviction. And that Europeans who believe freedom for murderers serves human rights should release their own murderers from jail. Wow! That's a powder keg statement, huh? Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
You gotta love that song. Said, hey everybody, Kate hanging with you here with my pal Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible. Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
And you know what? So are some areas of the collectible market, right?
Yes. In fact, Kate, I was down in Baltimore, Pennsylvania over the Labor Day weekend. There's a big, huge antique show down there. It has about 1,300 dealers in it, including a 70-dealer antiquarian book fair. And it's the high end of the market, the upper middle part of the market and the high end of the market. And there were a lot of dealers down there. There were at least some decent traffic. Talked to a couple of dealers. They seemed to be doing okay. Only thing that concerned me, at least initially, was the growing age of both the dealers and the customers. There's just one of the realities of the modern antiques and collectibles world is that the old types of things that people collected the generation that collected them isn't getting younger. And the new young generation, I don't know, they just don't seem to be excited. Now, we were down visiting my wife's favorite jewelry dealer, and unfortunately, it cost me a lot of money. It cost her a lot of money, too, actually. I'm a big fan of the fact that, well, the antiques and collectibles trade isn't necessarily cheaper than new. My wife did buy a ring that probably, you know, in a store, in a state jewelry store, would have been at least twice as much she paid. There's a lot of bargains out there, but it's all relative. The high end of some of the markets are doing quite well right now. There's just a feeling that everybody in the trade is waiting for things to break out, for all of a sudden the economy to just kind of jumpstart and go. The anti-cyclical trade was never that geared to the stock market historically. And today, however, it's very much geared to the stock market. If the stock market's jumpy or people are jumpy, then my market is there. We're still seeing a lot of smaller antique shows. The old 40 dealer, 75 dealer, middle range, high end antique shows are collapsing. The big, large mega shows are still doing fine. So there's still kind of a transition. We're all waiting to see. The thing that's kind of really disturbing me is I'm currently living in Connecticut, and this is the home of the old individual antique shop. You don't see much of that where you are these days or anywhere, but there was a time when you used to get in a car on a Saturday or Sunday and you'd drive out into the countryside and you'd stop at one antique shop after another. Today they go to these big antique shows. They love the big antique balls where they can see all kinds of material in one location. Today as I drive through New England countryside, for every antique shop I find open, I see one closed.
Wow.
In fact, I drive down, I'm teaching at four different colleges now, so I drive through the countryside quite a bit these days. And I have been for the last 2 years at two antique shops, which I drove by for year after year. Of course, I never went into it, which may explain one of the reasons why they closed. They didn't get any business from me, have just recently closed. And it is concerning to me that this is going on. On the other hand, I don't know why I'm lamenting, because there are a lot of young people and they are collecting, but they're buying from different sources. They're up on the internet, and that type of thing. And so I think things are alive and well out there. In fact, you know, we'd love to get some of our listeners to call in. One of the reasons I come with you on American Night is that if our listeners have antiques or collectibles or stuff they have around the house and they're curious to know what it's worth and so forth, all we're going to do is ask them to give us a call, right, and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. 800-259-5791. Jam on those lines now, 800-259-5791. I did get a couple of emails, one in anticipation of you coming on. One was from PJ listening to us in Austin. This is an interesting one. No one's ever asked this the whole time I've talked to you, but PJ says, I have license plates from all 50 states. Would that be worth anything to anyone?
Not if they're post-World War II. There are an extensive license plate collector group. In fact, there's a license plate collector society. I've got some very good friends out in Montana that are into that. However, if you have early license plates, usually the rule of thumb in a license plate, right now anyway, is that the most valuable ones are the first through the first 8 or 10 from each state. So you're looking at license plates back at the beginning of the 20th century, anywhere from 1900 to 1910, prior to World War I, actually, can have some value and some substantial value. Not all the early plates were metal. Some were made of leather. I do remember one or two states that issued paper plates during World War II because of the metal shortage, and some of those can be quite rare. But if you have modern-day license plates from the 50 states, you can buy those on eBay and probably not have to pay more than $3 to $5 a plate, actually, to put the collection together. So it's kind of a fun thing to do that. Also, foreign plates have some collectability. I think I still have my old VW plates. I bought two of my Volkswagens in Germany and brought them back to the U.S. So I had German plates for them. I have some German friends over there, and I think I brought one or two plates back with me. But there is some collectability, but more novelty if they're modern. There are some oddball. Some people collect political plates or governor plates or politician plates, and sometimes you can pay a little money for those type of things, although I'm not sure why.
Right, gotcha. So the foreign plates, I That would be interesting.
Well, the fireplace plates are a lot of fun. For example, the German plates, they have codes on them that tell you what city or town the plate was issued from. American plates are kind of dull by foreign standards. The foreign plates are a lot more fun because they stand for, oh, well, that's the plate from this city or that city. Here you get number eight. You get the vanity plates, although, again, it's more of a novelty than it is anything else.
All right, we got another one from Gerard O'Donnell, and I don't know if we've ever had this before either. And he said, Kate, I'm not sure when Harry's coming on again, but if I miss him, will you ask Harry about baseballs? Because I've got baseballs of the top six home run hitters of all time.
Well, again, the difficulty with the top six home run hitters of all time is they're modern balls. So first of all, he has to make sure the signatures are clean. Now, again, there were a lot of companies selling these balls and whatever, you know, but let's see, who are the top six? Is Ruth still in the top six? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you have, I mean, that is one baseball that just continues to appreciate. It's staggering to me. I think the last low-end Ruth ball that I saw was 6 to 8,000. So if the signature's clean, that's one's worth a lot of money. On the other hand, if you have a Mark McGwire ball or a Barry Bonds ball these days, I'm not sure what that's worth. Not much.
Kidding.
Or same with Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
I don't know how baseball's going to deal long-term with the steroid issue with these players. But I know the collectibles market has kind of backed away real hard from Bonds, and they backed away real hard from McGwire, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not so sure they're not going to back away from Alex, too, Rodriguez. You know, he's, what, number six on the list now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have such mixed emotions about that era, having lived through it. I don't want to believe Roger took drugs, and, you know, although I have no problem believing Bonds and McGwire did.
Yeah, I don't either.
Quite a bit.
No kidding. Hey, let's tell everybody about the mailbag here for the next
time. Yeah, you know, one
of
the things, if you have an antique or collectible and you have a question about it, I come on the show with Kate at the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, the same time period. But we'd love to get questions from you for the mailbag. Here's what you do. It's very simple. Send it to my email address. My email address is Harry L. Rinker. That's HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Start your email, I listen to America Tonight. Give us the name of the station you listen to, and then give me your question. Then when I come back on America Tonight, I'll be glad to answer it here on the air.
All right, perfect, Harry. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Go Yankees, no.
Yeah, thanks. Go Phillies. All right. They're good. Yeah, we got it. See, that's what we have to do. Cut them off.
Batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't forget, on our next show, in our third hour, we've got Nail the Score. For 3 segments, you get a chance to nail the score, whatever the random game of the week is. And we know it's not going to be Minnesota and New Orleans because they're playing. They're kicking off the season earlier in the night. But we'll have a rehash of the game, and then later we swing into the game. All you have to do is guess who you think's going to win and then tell us what the numerical score will be, the final outcome. If you correctly nail it, you get bragging rights and a whole bunch of loot from America tonight. Can't beat that with a stick. Some free movie tickets and certificates for food and that kind of stuff, and some surprises mixed in. This has become a surprise, I believe, for some in the government. The pastor in Gainesville, Florida, has shook up a lot of people. The pastor, Terry Jones, having a couple of press conferences because he's having an avalanche of requests to discuss the reasons why and what he's doing and all that sort of stuff. Now people are mailing him copies of the Quran to burn in a bonfire on Saturday to mark the 9th anniversary of 9/11. There are other people who are sending him death threats. He's gotten over 100, so he's carrying a pistol now, feeling like he has to pack some heat in case somebody tries to off him. Yeah, that's the other part of this thing. All you have to do is think of the Danish cartoonist who poked fun at the Prophet Muhammad. who has a panic room in his house and has had people that have had to shadow him and almost had his granddaughter killed when somebody got into his house and they got into that room. He was lucky to get in there in time or he'd be dead right now along with the little girl. So there are some extremists who mean more than business, and what the minister is going to do, the 58-year-old minister, is he's not backing down. He's saying, look, I'm doing the International Burn a Quran Day, and that's it, period, end of story, no matter what anyone says. And likely, as I talked to a lawyer today, there's no question, really, his First Amendment rights to free speech are his actions would be protected by it, because we know that the Supreme Court makes it pretty clear that speech that is offensive to many people, even the majority of people, can't be suppressed by the government unless it clearly is directed to intimidate someone or amounts to an incitement to violence. Now, there could be some that would try to cap in on the incitement to violence, but not in our country, because what's happening is the protests are in Muslim nations, and there are a couple of hundred people who are gathering. And the Quran is, you know, is in Afghanistan, the Quran is the law, and Islam is our religion, is what you'll hear a lot of people say. And some of the people that have been protesting have carried placards that say that very same thing. It's interesting, too, because Gainesville, Florida, is the home of the University of Florida, that campus. It's a big college town, and it's a very progressive city. Now, there are plenty of conservative people in the state of Florida, but this is not one of those places. So what's happened is now you have about two dozen Christian churches, temples, Jewish temples, and a couple of the Muslim organizations are doing their own thing, their own events. They're going to read from the Quran at their weekend services. There's a student group that's going to do a protest across the street from the church, and the new mayor, a guy named Craig Lowe, is saying that, you know, listen, I know this guy because I'm gay, and he led a protest about me because I'm openly gay. So he's declared in Gainesville, Florida, September 11th, Interfaith Solidarity Day in the city. Let's take a couple. If you want to throw in your two, you can, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, although we did just check the mailbag earlier. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling. Hey, speaking of Harry Rinker, he once appraised my 1907 complete editions of Service, Robert Service, my poetry book.
Is that right?
Yep, 20 years ago.
Cool.
Okay, now, to get to our situation with our Quran, as far as I'm concerned, burn it. Any religion or people who practice a so-called religion that we have to fear is a religion and a people we can do without. Now, saying that, we could also get rid of our president at the same time. Just kick them all out of the country. Yeah, okay, now, for my last little bit of information, anybody who votes for a Democrat this year votes for somebody in your wallet, somebody running your life, somebody in your purse, and somebody that wants to run everything from cradle to grave, you as a slave. That's the way I see it. Darling, you have a wonderful night.
All right, you too. It's interesting in talking about the Democrats and how he sees the Democrats and the Republicans. I like that. It's like one-stop shop and boom, Dan makes a statement and he bolts. He's off the dance floor. So here's the scoop in what he said. What's happening, it's not all Democrats. Remember, some of the incumbents that people are upset with in their neighborhoods are Republicans. But if you go by what's happening with the taxing and the spending, especially the economy, then what's going to happen is there's no question, and the polls are showing it. If people vote the way they're discussing things in these polls, then there's definitely a chance the House will flip. But there's also a chance the Senate will be tougher. I don't know if the Senate will will change over. Maybe some of the seats. I'm not so sure in as far as the power base. But I think the House, there's a great chance of that. And it's because of the frustration that Dan's talking about, that people are tired of where the economy's at. If the president, you know, if I were the president and I were trying to re-rack this whole thing, when I held my press conference, I would say, listen, so many people, too many people are falling apart at the seams, and here's what we're going to do. Forget this whole who has the money, who doesn't have the money, what about the corporate loopholes, what are they going to pay, all that stuff. Let's just freeze the taxes where they are. Let's just do that for a year, 2 years, maybe two, because people keep forgetting the other shoe hasn't dropped in the housing market, but that's completely not the direction that we're going in, because the new plans will include that $50 billion that's going to be pumped into the infrastructure, which means highway, rail, airport, and some other projects. But the problem is, I mean, I'll say this once again, because I looked at this 50 different ways, including sideways, and had somebody show me, okay, so this is out on the table. Where's the money coming from? What does that mean? You keep saying cut more taxes for millionaires, cut more rules for corporations. But what happens is the corporations will lop off the people. So they'll be victims of this. And ultimately, yes, there would be some construction jobs, temporary jobs in some cases. So people that aren't working now in the construction field might get a job. But the others won't get the jobs, because we're talking about construction jobs specifically. And then the corporations, because they'll see one of the loopholes close on them, they're going to cut back on some of the people, because they're not going to lose the bottom line. They're not going to do it. What's happening is somebody, it's like when somebody leaves. People are lumping jobs into other jobs. People in companies are doing that. Ask around. You know, when you go bowling, take a little survey of your posse and find out what's happening at their companies, and you'll see that's what's happening. Because they refuse, they're not gonna bleed. They're not gonna keep the amount of people on, and that's the problem. So if you got a compromise, the compromise is, okay, 1 or 2 years, whatever it is, and just keep the taxation the same, just, you know, freeze the whole thing. I didn't mean to get off on this tangent quickly, because we were also talking about this, the Quran deal, and it's, you know, it comes back down to, you either think they should be burning, or you think the pastor's right, or you think, no, it's not going to do much, you shouldn't burn somebody's holy book, you know, whatever way you look at it. I mean, that's the way it is. There is no in-between here, right? So the pastor, Terry Jones, talked about he's going to continue, he's going to do it, he's getting a lot of support, he's getting a lot of pressure, but there's just no way he's going to cancel Saturday's activities from 6 to 9. Here's what he said.
We are not convinced that backing down is the right thing. So on September the 11th, we shall continue with our planned event. We have received very, very much pressure in the direction of canceling the event. We have also received quite a bit of support.
All right, so support, and, you know, it's split. This is just pretty much split down the middle. That's not a surprise based on what we've heard here on America Tonight. There have been half of the people that have called in or sent in emails that say it's wrong, it's stupid, it doesn't do anything by burning these Qurans, and so why do it in the first place? And then there are other people who say, absolutely, like Dan, you know, do it. Burn them and forget it. Stop bowing down to the pressure. All right, coming up in our next segment, I'm going to like to call it the hodgepodge, because there's so many other things that have happened, and we kind of need to lighten the load. So you might get a chuckle out of our next segment, including, I know, and this is really light, where to get the best fast food burgers, P. period in the country. I love this old argument. Who can't use a burger now and then, right?
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
And counting, what's at stake? 435 seats in the House, 37 in the Senate, and some of you will be voting for governor. 37 states for governor. How about that? Let's hope we have blowout numbers at the voting spots, the polls all over the place in this great country. And we get on the air and say we cannot believe the amount of people that went out to vote in a midterm election. It's so depressing. When the numbers come in, more people vote for that silly, crazy American Idol stuff than vote for what's truly at the heart of what makes their, you know, the representation tick in Washington, D.C. So you don't like what you got now, you have a chance to vote them out. Brian in Missouri, hello.
Thank you for the service that you provide to everybody at night, because I've been having a little bit of a problem trying to locate you on radio stations up here, but I have been able to find you back. So I'd like to let you know that for starters. And then,
sweet.
Part of, go ahead.
Sweet. That's good news. Thanks for telling us that.
Then, in regards to what the previous caller was saying with the economy, part of the problem I think that is going to have to take to get this economy back in motion is people's going to have to be able to get money for these small businesses, because I've been trying to get a small business up and going myself, and I've been talking to people in my area, and there's nothing available as far as grants from both the federal and state level, and basically all they're saying is the Small Business Administration loans is all that's available, and who can really afford that when you're just up and starting?
Right, and that's the problem. It's the lending practices that are killing a lot of would-be commerce, absolutely. And it's been that way for a couple of years. I'm glad that you specifically said you were trying to do that same thing, because that's part of the problem, and it's not going to change with what's being proposed.
And I feel until Washington starts cutting some grant money to our small businesses in the country that may not hire many people, but they at least do a little bit of hiring, that until they start cutting loose for the small people in the country, this economy is never going to improve, because the actual meat and bones of what makes this country run is not there.
That's right, absolutely. I said that part of the problem, too, connected to that, is the Buy America thing, that too many jobs are outsourced and people try to find shoes that are made in America. If you really look, most of them are made in other places. And if we had more manufacturing jobs here, more things were back on our soil, people were making more, and we were supporting each other, then that would help the economy.
And also, just in this area, just today, major manufacturer company in this area has decided to relocate its corporate office to the East Coast. From here, from the Midwest, they're saying it's going to be 10 jobs or fewer going out there, but that's a big blow when you're talking a major company that's a manufacturer going from the Midwest to the East Coast just because their investors are out there.
Right. Right. So also that screws up a lot of people. Yeah, I feel your pain, Brian. Absolutely. Your story is one that's all too common about the lending. And then also the moving of businesses and what happens when that happens in a smaller town or suburb, then you're stuck because the jobs aren't there. It doesn't matter what your situation is, degrees, non-degrees, skilled worker, whatever. Yeah, it's tough, Brian. I agree. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for letting us know you found us again. Let's move on to Jeff in Missouri. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
One quick thing before my main comment. When you're talking about made in America, does it matter if the factories are here in the U.S. and it's being made by American workers and the company is owned overseas?
Does it matter if the company's owned overseas?
But the stuff is made here.
Well, if it's putting people to work, but it's usually not that way. Usually what it is the reverse, because it's cheaper labor.
Yeah.
Here's what's happened more often, but I see what you're saying, because there are some companies located here. But here's what's happened more often than not. I saw this I'm in the technology capital of the world in Dallas, in a pocket of Dallas. And what's happened is you'll see a lot of people from India and Pakistan, and they're here on visas, because the company's hiring them and paying them less than what they pay the normal software engineer that used to work for them in some cases.
I was just wondering about that. But my main comment is about the mosque and the Quran burning on Saturday.
Sure.
I guess the guy, imam in New York, has more constitutional rights than the guy in Florida. Because everyone is saying it's okay that the guy in New York can go ahead and build the mosque, but this pastor, he's a pastor, right?
Right.
mm-hmm. down in Florida cannot, they don't want him burning the Quran.
Right, but what they're saying is they being whoever political, let's call it officials like Bloomberg or whatever, is the difference is, okay, they're building something and they're building an Islamic center and a mosque. He's burning a holy book, so
but
it's apples
both,
and oranges.
They're both protected under the Constitution.
Right, I agree. I agree. So if you're right, if you go by the Constitution, if you go by the First Amendment, then okay, then if you want to compare,
I'm against the burning of it at all. I'm against the burning, but I'm for the right for the guy to do it.
You and I are totally on the same page. I don't think it's going to really amount to much. Except for, I agree that he has the right to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He has the right, according to our government, to do it.
And I notice people that are against him burning the Quran are for him, are for the, it's for the imam to build the mosque or IE community center in New York.
Yes.
And that it seems to be okay to burn the U.S. flag, but not the Quran, too, so.
Yeah, that's the example I keep using. I hate it when somebody burns the flag, but yet it's part of
both are protected under the Constitution.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
So I'll protect that right to do that for anyone.
That's right.
That's like I would protect the right for someone who wants to burn the Bible.
Right, even if you and I think it's atrocious and it makes our skin crawl, that's why we live in America, because we're not stoning women in the suburbs.
Oh, that's a little different.
Yeah, that is a little different, isn't it?
I must have smelled straight.
Oh, you're terrible.
I couldn't resist that one. I'm sorry, I couldn't pass that one up.
There you go. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
So lots of opinions still on the Quran or the imam's statements about the mosque that's pretty much caused a rift right down the center of Lower Manhattan. It's the same thing. It's split on both sides of this, and, you know, they are two different things, but it goes back to the same thing, and it's 9/11. In all of this, and I said this at the top, what's being lost, and if you go to AmericaTonight.net, I talked about my story and how I feel about 9/11 because of being in New York, because of seeing the aftermath and the people walking around like ghosts, still hoping that somehow, some miracle, the person would rise from the dead and come out from the ashes of the World Trade Centers. It's a different perspective actually being there versus I think seeing it, the horror show played out on the tube, although both were a terrible, horrendous. There's no question about it. So here we are 9 years later. No bin Laden. No, I don't think we feel on a scale of 1 to 10 that much more secure, a little bit more, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, no, I'd have to say somewhere in the middle, because we keep seeing all these attempts that get thwarted, right? I'm going to leave you with this one. How about this? Because we're talking about having to vote, and that's coming up pretty soon here. And so I found this quote from H.L. Mencken, who said, "Democracy is the art and science of running the circus from the monkey cage."